Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品都是花钱都买不到的。
对，这些奖品呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的。非常适合英语学习，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。大家快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Nora, do you have any recommendations for TV shows or movies? 最近有什么好看的剧或者是电影推荐吗？我真的开始剧荒了。
Do you watch animes?
Animes, 日本动漫吗?
Right, anime is a style of Japanese film and television animation, and is typically aimed at adults as well as children.
Anime 有很多类型啊，成年人和小朋友都有适合的种类。But the thing is, I'm not an anime fan. Well, but I've heard of some famous ones like One Piece, 海贼王。还有一个应该是火影忍者 Naruto.
Yeah. Those two are kind of known to the world.
So what's the one you were about to recommend?
Well, its name is The Rankings of Kings, 国王排名.
Oh, I know this one. Several friends of mine have posted about it, and I found one thing in common from their description.
Yeah, what is it?
This anime is a tearjerker with no doubt.
没错，那 tearjerker, tear 就是眼泪的意思。Jerk 做动词呢，可以表示猛拉，然后在后面呢加上一个 er 的后缀呢，意思就是催泪弹了。If you refer to a play, movie, or book as a tearjerker, it's very sad or sentimental.
对，哎，那我就很好奇了，这个故事到底是讲什么的呢？看动漫可以哭出来，这种事情我还是从来没有过。
Okay, don't worry. Let me introduce it to you in today's podcast.
我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Okay, based on the name, I guess the storyline is more like a fairy tale, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right about it. Storyline, 意思就是故事的情节啊，从它的名字还有海报呢，大家其实就可以猜出来，这个动漫其实更像一个童话故事。But this one is definitely not a childish or dull one.
So this anime centers on a king. What's so special about him? 我猜这个国王应该是有一些与众不同的点啊，或者是会魔法之类的吧。
What you said is partly true. Rankings of Kings follows Boji, a deaf prince who's the heir to the throne but cannot even wield a children's sword.
哇，那这个跟我想象的完全不一样啊。Follow 用来指电影或者书籍类，可以指的是讲述什么什么的故事。那这个故事的主人公呢，叫做波吉，他是王位继承人，但是呢，却天生聋哑，连小朋友的剑都挥不利索。
是的 ，heir 它是 H-E-I-R 的拼写，表示继承人。但是这个单词要注意的是，前面的 H 是不发音的，而且我们说一个继承人是 an heir, not a heir.
Yes.For instance, it's common knowledge that Prince Charles is the heir to the British throne.
对，那要是财产的继承人的话呢，就可以说 to be heir to a large fortune.
对，那前面还讲到了一个短语 wield a sword, 表示挥剑。Wield 除了指 to hold a weapon or a tool, 表示挥这个动作，还可以指 to have and use power, authority, etc. 使用权力。
对 ，So if a person has no power in a company.You can also say, he wields little power at the company.
没错，那回到我们这个动漫本身啊，所以这个主人公好像是史上最不像王子的王子了，没有所谓的光环加身。
Yeah, and people mutter about him behind his back as a good-for-nothing prince, and no way he can be a king.
I can totally imagine that. Mutter, this word means to speak very quickly so that you cannot easily to be heard.Often because you were complaining about something.
是的 ,mutter behind one's back. 意思就是说在背后呢小声的嘀咕抱怨。人们都觉得他不配当下任的国王，因为 波奇的爸爸身材是极其魁梧的，曾经以一人之力打跑了魔族，被人们拥戴为国王。
By contrast, Bodgy seems good for nothing.
Yeah, good for nothing. 这个短语是一无是处的意思，相当于 a loser.、
嗯、
当这个短语中间加一个连字符变成一个词的时候呢，可以做形容词，也可以直接当名词。比如 he's an idol, good for nothing.
但即使是这样，波吉就像一个乐天派一样 He still has high hopes for his future
嗯，但是听到这里啊，我又忍不住想问了，这个故事里面是不是还有一 stepmother putting down and belittling Prince Bodgy in favor of uplifting her own son?
Yeah, you said it. Belittle 指的就是贬低轻视某个人，那这里面呢，的确呢，还是有一个不太友善，甚至是看上去非常邪恶的后妈，那时常呢，他就会贬低波吉，抬高自己的儿子。
Well, then, no offense, but it seems like this story lacks creativity. 这感觉就有点像屌丝逆袭的套路故事了。
I feel you, but the surprise twists in the storyline are the anime's greatest strength.
Okay, I see the surprise twists. 可以表示电视剧，或者是书里面情节出人意料的反转。For example, the story has taken another twist. 故事情节啊，再一次变化了。
是的，所以其实从这个动画片里面、啊、你就可以看到很多事情不仅仅是一个方面，比如说里面的王后呢，开始觉得是对王子很不好的。
It's not as if viewers' first impressions were wrong, but it turns out she also has many positive qualities.
I see, but here, no spoiler, I'm going to watch it myself,
okay,
so don't tell me what happened in the end.
那另外呢，其实啊，这个动漫我觉得也反映了很多现实啊。It's a common phenomenon that parents think they're helping their disabled children when they're actually holding them back or even hurting them.
是的 ,disabled 意思是残疾的。对于残疾儿童，相信父母的态度一般都是保护他们。但是其实呢，有时候保护过度了并不是好事。Hold somebody back. This means to prevent or restrict the development of someone or something. 抑制、阻止了某人的发展。
Yeah, exactly. 这也的确呢，就是这个动画片想要告诉我们的点吧。我们认为对别人最好的呢，不代表真的就是最好的。And what most disabled people want deeply is simply to be seen, believed,heard and taken seriously.
Yeah, 说得真好。It's important to listen to their true feelings and needs. 好了，我觉得听你说了这么多，我入坑了。感觉这个动画片真的不简单，用另外一种方式呢，教你做人。
是的。那大家呢，有时间也可以去看一看。It's a heartwarming and bittersweet story. 成年人呢，也是需要童话的。相信你在里面呢，也会被波及给治愈的。
好了，那我们今天的节目就到这里了。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。